The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light and if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Our hearts yearn for treasure that will give us happiness and security. Oftentimes, we try to fill this desire for happiness and security with wealth and power and material things. But Christ gives us a better way. He teaches us that our true treasure lies not in earthly goods, but in good works, not in wealth, but in an upright life, not in power, but in the gospel, which will be eternally rewarded by God in heaven. This is the sort of treasure that does not pass away, one which we can never lose, a treasure in which Christ's disciples, you and I, should put our hearts. We have to be careful, however. Christ does not say we should not be concerned with earthly things, rather that no created thing can nor should be our treasure. Only heaven can fulfill that longing. Only eternity with God in heaven can give us true and lasting happiness and joy. But we are still responsible for our neighbor, for our brothers, our sisters. We still have to go out into the world and care for them, for each other. My brothers and sisters, to end, I want to leave you with a quote from C.S. Lewis. He says, "If we find in ourselves a desire which nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world." The desire for heaven is not something that can be dissatisfied. And so C.S. Lewis is telling us today from that quote that in fact, we were made for another world. We were made for heaven. And our only goal in life is to return there, to be with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all eternity. So let's get to work.